T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right, so a lot of you talking about COVID-19, worried about COVID-19, and I've tried to put you at ease. Here's a stat you could do this with. For Greenville County, population 523,000 and some change. How many people a week are dying of COVID-19? It's all that's in the news now. What would you take a guess? 50? 25, 10, less than 5. My source, the Greenville News, Sunday. So it might be true. I mean, it's the Greenville News. But yeah, less than 5 a week. That is less than 1 a day, even in Common Core math. I tell you this not to encourage you to brush this off or to act irresponsibly, especially if you're in a high-risk group. You've got other complications. Only to tell you, listen, don't let this consume your life. Don't be consumed with fear. Just go about your life. However, to be fair, I am a bit curious. My friend, Heidi Harris, who is a talk show host like myself in lovely Las Vegas. She's on KMZQ. Has had COVID. So I've been following, so is her husband. I've been following this online. And Heidi, I thought I'd have you on the show to talk about what it's like, because I'm curious. You're the only person I know who's actually had this, and you're not here, but you're there. But I'd love to know. So welcome. How you feeling?
I am so much better. How are you, my friend?
Good. I'm so glad to hear you're better. You're normally full of vim and vinegar, right? So you sound like sound like yourself. But for a while there, you were. Tell us about it. How did it go? Where do you think you got it? If you know.
You know what? I have gone nowhere, and it's not because I'm being, you know, Miss Susie Cautious. I just don't go a lot of places, and nowadays, you know, it's just my husband does the grocery shopping and this kind of thing, and I've been kind of going to work and home and work and home and work and home, and I think there were some other people at work who had it, possibly gone to protests, and maybe you brought it back. We don't know for sure, because I work in a soundproof room like you do with very few people. And what happened was about 2 weeks ago on Thursday, so this is like June, 15th, 14th, 15th, I started feeling a little, just a little cough, just a little one, not a big one. And I went to work, and then Thursday night, I felt terrible. Friday morning, I woke up, I had aches and chills and fever. Now, normally, I'm like you, I would power through. There's no way that I would call in sick. I just don't do that. But it's 2020, you know, it's a different world, and I've got other people I work with. So I stayed home. They ran a best of. I went and got a test. I found out on Sunday. It took a couple days to get the response that I was positive for COVID. And it was interesting. I wasn't freaked out when I got the result. I was more kind of almost relieved that at least I had it. I was done with it already. It's like you don't have the sword of Damocles hanging over your head anymore.
Right? Exactly.
So there's that. I won't rattle off a whole list of symptoms, but I went through days where I felt like I'd been driven over by an 18-wheeler. Just the aches, the fever, the pain. There were times I had so much pain, and my husband said that he thinks that part of the pain that I had in my stomach could have been caused by the Z-Pak. That's the only thing they prescribed, and you know how Z-Pak is, it wipes everything out of your system, good and bad bacteria. And so he believed that a lot of my stomach pain was possibly caused by that. There were a couple of days it was rough. I'm grateful to have my husband because he's been home helping take care of me. Oddly, he didn't get it. He got a little bit in his throat. That was it. Nothing else. You can't, you know, that horse left the barn. When you're in the house with somebody else, there's no possible way you could avoid infecting them. And he has not had any problems at all. So how weird is that, right?
Well, so did your husband actually test positive for COVID, but he just didn't have a lot of symptoms, or do you know he actually had it?
You know, he didn't test for it. He didn't go do it. I'm sure he did because he was exposed to it like I was every single day. But the thing with my husband is he tends to get things in his lungs about once a year. He'll get pretty sick in his lungs and cough. Sounds like he's coughing up a lung for like 2 months, and I don't ever get that. So we were very concerned that he could potentially get this and really suffer from it. But oddly, you know, nothing at all for him. So how weird is that? That's the thing. We just don't know. And now we're reading stories, and I know you've been talking about this every day, and God bless you because you've been providing clarity in this crazy world. But, you know, now they're saying they don't think it comes from surfaces. Wait a minute. I thought we were told to wash our hands. I mean, they can't make up their mind from Monday to Tuesday where this comes from.
And I think this is why they're having such trouble getting people to listen to them and do what they say, because it changes all the time, Heidi.
Exactly right. And now you've got some casinos in Laughlin, which is, for people who don't know, about 90 miles south of Vegas. And they're going to close again because a couple people got it. And, you know, the thing, Tara, and I know you've talked about this on your show, if the whole goal is to flatten the curve, that's one thing. If the goal is to prevent the hospitals from being overwhelmed, that's one thing. But the goal was never supposed to be to protect every single person from getting this type of flu this year. That was never supposed to be the goal. If that's supposed to be the goal, then we all need to just go stay home for another 6 months. It's crazy.
I totally agree with you, Heidi Harris. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Heidi Harris. She is a talk show host out in Vegas on KMZQ. So Heidi, a lot of people are just curious about this. I get texts all the time. I don't know anybody who's had this. What's it really like? So you started having the symptoms, not this Sunday, 2 days ago, but a week ago Sunday, right?
I had it on Thursday, and we're just a little
okay,
cough,
Thursday.
No big deal.
Uh-huh.
And then I got tested, and then Sunday came back, and I still have, sorry about that, a little teeny bit of residual cough. But I went through the fevers, the chills, unable to really get out of bed and do anything. Thank God for my husband who was bringing me, you know, yogurt and making sure I had enough water and all this. But I got to tell you another story. This is crazy. So a friend of mine, he's kind of a street preacher. He goes into jails. He talks to homeless people about Jesus. He's been doing this forever. And he's 75 years old. And the other day he posted on Facebook. He said, I started to go into one of the places and I felt like I was going to pass out. And they thought, oh, maybe you're dehydrated. They gave him a temporal scanner test. He passed it. And he said he just felt terrible. So I called him because he's a single guy. I called him and I said, I'm taking you in for a test because this guy doesn't pass out. That's not his deal, right? So he had none of the fever, none of the chills, none of that. I took him to the VA where they got him right in, tested him. Sure as heck, he's positive. So go figure. He passed the temporal scanner test, which to me in Vegas is a joke in the summer because it's 110
Great.
Outside if you have to walk anywhere, right? Hello. So he passed that test, and yet he's positive, and he didn't have the chills or the fever. He's still up walking around. I've been checking in with him all the time because, you know, his senior friends aren't going to go near him
right.
with this. And I'm happy to go near him because I'm assuming I have a certain amount of immunity, right? But that's what I'm saying. You don't know. People get all kinds of weird symptoms. Who knows how many other people are walking around with this, just thinking they're fatigued, just thinking that the summer heat's gotten them, you know, tired or whatever. So it's nuts.
But Heidi, just I got two quick questions. So you got this, you started having symptoms not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before that. You got your test,
yeah.
You found it was positive on Sunday, but you're back at work now. So this is, you're done with this COVID in a week and a half?
Yeah, I was pretty sick for a week and a half.
Okay.
I was pretty sick from Thursday to, yeah, probably about another Thursday and a half or so. And I did like an hour on the show a couple of days as I started to feel better. And now I'm back to doing my entire show for my health.
Good for you.
Which I'm able to do. But I tried the first Monday after I got actually diagnosed, I tried to do the show. I lasted an hour and 15 minutes. I literally mid-sentence said, I got to go. my boss had to cover it. I went right back to bed. I mean, I went back, and that set me back days trying to do that. But I'm like you. I've got a work ethic like you do. You want to do your job. You want to be there for people. You want to explain what's going on. And so, you know, probably about 10 days of misery, but I'm like most people. I'm like 99.99. I'm going to shake it off. I might be miserable. Most people are shaking this off. The hospitals are not filling up with everybody like they warned us that it might. So what are you going to do? Try to stop everybody from getting flu this year? You simply can't do it.
So, Heidi, would you describe this COVID? You said, you know, there's sometimes it was kind of bad. Is this like the worst illness you've ever had? Second worst? How would you rank it?
Well, I had flu about 13 years ago. I remember the year because I had just started a new job. And I was pretty miserable, and I couldn't lift my head off the pillow for a week. The only difference with this is this, it seemed to me, as I recall, you know, obviously it's been 13 years since I had the other, that the body aches were worse.
Yeah.
And the nausea was worse this time. I lost less weight than last time, which is a bummer because I could stand to lose a few extra ones. I lost probably 5 or 6 pounds from this. I lost more last time. But, you know, it was worse, slightly worse. But the last time, I literally couldn't lift my head off the pillow to watch television. I mean, I didn't pick up my laptop for 2 weeks this last time at all. I could barely text anybody back and say, I'm okay or whatever. So, you know, you're sick when you can't do that. But, you know, it's rough. But I think if your underlying health is good, it's not going to kill most people. That's the issue. And what you keep talking about on your show is so important. They're trying to shut everybody down to protect a few people, most of whom are not going to die. I mean, how far do you go with this?
And Heidi, you and I are on the same page on that. Do you mind? I could tell people you're lovely, you're beautiful, you are absolutely not overweight. Don't let her fool you. So you definitely don't have that. You don't have that going against you. You don't have. It sounds like. Any other of the complicating factors? Do you mind me asking you, and you never ask a lady this, but people do want to know your age range. I mean, they don't know if you're like, you know, 35 or 85. Could you give I'm not going to ask your age, but your age range, could you do that for us just so people
well,
kind of...
Well, yeah, because I just turned 58. Yeah, so I'm 58. And so I'm a little bit older than, you know, than some of the people, but younger than others. But once again, I think health is a factor because I have a, you know, I walk my dog every single day, at least an hour a day. And that's super important, I think, because it keeps your lung capacity up. And listen, I'm not being Mother Superior. Anybody can be taken down by this more severely.
Yeah.
But we're just not hearing those stories of healthy people. And when you hear the occasional story, oh, he had it for 2 days and he was dead. Well, let's look at the overall health picture. Let's look at a lot of other things. Now we're hearing about these younger people who are getting this. And they're in, you know, as some they're saying some are being hospitalized. I want to know, are they vaping? Are they smoking pot? Are they drinking too much? I want to know these things.
Me too.
They're not giving us this information.
Me too. That's why I wanted to have you on, Heidi, so we could have like an honest look. And I didn't even know what you'd say. I've just seen some of your posts online. And I promised to get you out of here by 7:17 and I'm messing up. So
No, you're fine. I could stay. I can. I got a couple extra minutes. I'm had my schedule wrong. But
okay.
I'm good.
We'll do one more real quick question. Masks, where are you on that? That's very controversial here. We're having mask ordinances passed or face covering ordinances. What do you say to people about that?
Well, it's interesting. People were pulling old tweets that I put up about masks and trying to trash me and all this kind of thing on Twitter. And listen, I'm not anti-mask, but I don't see people wearing them correctly. What I see people doing is wearing any little piece of fabric, sticking it on their face and calling it a mask, hanging half off their face, hanging off their rearview mirror, walking around with their rubber gloves or their cell phone in their hands. I don't see people using these masks correctly like medical professionals do. So that does not make me personally feel safer. It never did. It doesn't now. You know, you go out to restaurants. I don't want to go out to a restaurant when somebody's wearing a mask. It's gross. You know what goes on behind the scenes in restaurants. Everybody's 1 foot apart. There's no social distancing. They're adjusting their mask, maybe going to the bathroom with their mask on for all we know. Forget it. That doesn't make me feel like I want to go out to eat.
Yeah, you just ruined going out to eat for me, Heidi. Thanks. Appreciate
I'm sorry.
It. All right. Well, listen, I hope you feel better. You look great in your photos. I couldn't come through something like that looking as good as you
Facebook.
Do right now.
You know, it's Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, you're
everybody.
Right.
It's the highlight reel.
Right. Absolutely. All right, Heidi. I'm glad you're better. Always love having you on. She is Heidi Harris, talk show host, KMZQ in Vegas. And COVID-19 recovered.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, folks, reacting to the Heidi Harris interview. Is Heidi single? Texter rates? No, she's got a husband. Lovely, though. Texter rates. Hey, Tara, good morning. Have we determined if catcher masks or ski masks fulfill the mayor's criteria for face covering? Got to head down to the Home Depot. Well, I posted the ordinance up on my Facebook page. Go read it for yourself. You do not have to wear a mask. The word mask does not appear. It says face covering. It does not detail what part of your face has to be covered. Which is why I think it's just virtue signaling. I don't think they're really intending to keep people safe. I really don't. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. And I'm not saying I wish they went further. Don't get me wrong. But it's anything that covers your face. You can literally tie a bandana around your mouth, but not your nose. I mean, they don't specify. They do not define face covering. They do not use the word mask. It does not appear anywhere in the ordinance. I text searched it. So literally cover your face. Whatever that means to you. Texter writes, I love the fact that you had Heidi Harris on your show. Please try to find more people who have had COVID-19 and recovered. I have only heard of one person who died, and he worked as a translator in a hospital. Another texter writes, I had COVID-19, had 2 days of high fever, 2 weeks of low-grade fever with a mild sinus infection. That's all. Another texter writes, positive tests will drop tomorrow when you don't get free testing every day. We're finding these cases have been with us, folks. They have. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I have two employees that work for me. Both of them, let me edit this test. Both of them played the piano with girls. I've been listening to the show for a while, you know what I'm talking about. Kids are home, so. Both of them played the piano with girls. Intimately. Both girls tested positive for COVID. Both of the employees that work for me had to get tested. Guess what? Both tested negative. If you can't get COVID that way, how do you get it? I'm just gonna move on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How radical are these nut jobs? This radical. After getting crowd shamed on Twitter, the Democrat, this is the official Twitter account of the DNC, Democrat National Committee, they're the ones who raised the money for the mayhem. and probably some voter get out efforts too, although those are the mayhem, the voter get out, you know, efforts are becoming increasingly indistinguishable. Anyway, the Democrats tweeted a statement on President Trump's planned 4th of July celebration before realizing that even they had gone too far. You know, he's planning a celebration at Mount Rushmore. This is brilliant politically. He's planning a celebration at Mount Rushmore. There are four presidents on Mount Rushmore: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. All right? Three of those core to the founding of the country. Two were founding fathers. And the other one, Lincoln, to the current consistency of the country, the federal nature of our country was established under Lincoln, didn't really exist as a federally dominant country before Lincoln. So definitely critical to American history. And what did they call this? A 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore. You can't get more mom and apple pie than that. Nicole, I want to know how they described this. How many people do you know? Even the Democrats, Republicans, whatever. How many people you know would agree with this description of throwing a 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore? They described it as a, quote, rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore. That's what you think of when you see Mount Rushmore? White supremacy? If you celebrate the 4th there, clearly it's a white supremacist celebration. The Trump campaign's Matt Woking wrote, July 29th, July 29, 2020, 9:57 p.m., the moment the Democrat Party attacked Mount Rushmore, which features George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln as a symbol of white supremacy. That's what just happened here. Anything associated with the history of the country, anything, must be destroyed. But it's not about them. It's not about them. Now, this is a route to get at the Bill of Rights. This is what they're doing. They're beginning the association game. You know, when you're little, they teach you the association games. You can learn stuff. Yeah. Washington's associated with, you know, revolution. Jefferson's associated with freedom of speech. So what are they doing? Well, so-and-so was associated with slavery, so the anthem's got to go. And so-and-so might have known somebody who was associated with slavery, so the flag has to go. See how we're going? They're conditioning it. Condition, 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 condition. So-and-so might have had a belief that today we find abhorrent, so their name has to come off of XYZ. Their statue has to come down. What are they conditioning? They're working, you work, and you work. It's psychological. Washington and Jefferson associated with the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. Gotta go. They can't have the revolution if you still have your Second Amendment rights, your right to freely assemble, your right to privacy, and your right to free speech. Gotta go. This is an association game. It's what they're doing. Nobody has described this more succinctly, 30 seconds, than Michael Walsh on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast. It was genius. I went and got it. I want you to hear it. He's explaining what they're doing. And this is why in every country that has a communist and sometimes socialist revolution, they always roll the historic date back to the year zero. They do it over and over. This is not new. It's going on right now in our country. Michael Walsh describes why that's necessary. And I need to go ahead and turn the audio back on, actually. Got that? There we go. All right, here we go. Michael Walsh.
The locus of their argument on the left, whether it's between the radical left and the garden variety left and the ignorant left, is Alinsky's rule number 4, which is make the enemy live up to his book of rules. Alinsky meant that about Christianity, but now it's being applied to Western civilization in general. Because in the past it was not perfect by the standards of the present, it must be destroyed so the future will have no access to it. This is a classic Marxist organizing principle.
Because it is not perfect by the standards of the present, must be destroyed. The key part is, so the future will have no access to it. We have, as an organized society, the greatest set of freedoms the world has ever known. And those freedoms began 1776. That must be destroyed. See, because you got a problem here. Even the left, they like the First Amendment. They like different. They even kind of like their Second Amendment. If you've noticed, a lot of these people in these crowds are armed. So right now, they're conditioning the left, too. That's not just us. Well, you know, it's racist. These founding fathers, they were racist. Some of them were slave owners. So they're going to have to go in, and the Bill of Rights is going to have to go. But just for conservatives and Donald Trump, just not you. That's phase one. But a good leftist knows we have to get rid of everybody, wipe them and cancel them from history. Everybody must go. Was any association with anything untoward that we no longer approve of, if they must go, that Constitution is going to have to go. And that means your rights are going to have to go, too, or you're a racist. That is what they are working up to. And believe me, they will apply it to the left, too. They are not going to let you guys keep your rights. You think they will. They will not. Look at history. They must erase it so the future will not have access to it. People, can you imagine if people can remember what it was like to have the Second Amendment and the First Amendment? If they could even read in a book, if they don't remember anymore what it was like, but they can read about it and they are going to want it. They're going to say it's unfair that I don't have it. You got to understand, before the time of Washington, for his revolution, because it was uniquely Washington's revolution, it was nobody else, none of the other founding fathers, they were all suits. Geniuses, every one of them, but suits. None of them could have fought that war like he did. Had Washington been killed at any point, we'd still be British subjects. He was a genius military tactician in addition to everything else. And before Washington, you got to understand, this level of freedom, this whole First Amendment, right, not as a law, but as a constitutional provision, it didn't exist. It was unfathomable. Even in ancient Rome, where they had some of these kind of rights, sort of, they only applied to certain classes. I mean, the idea that all the classes would have this? Never before in human history. I mean, maybe some guy tending goats in the desert and he didn't have anybody to hit him over the head and tell him what to do. I mean, maybe then, but not in an organized human society. For wannabe dictators of all time, this is a disaster that human beings have ever experienced. It must be obliterated as a thing of shame from memory. And that's exactly what Michael Walsh is talking about here. Let me play it again because it's profound that you understand why the history has to go.
The locus of their argument on the left, whether it's between the radical left and the garden variety left and the ignorant left, is Alinsky's rule number four, which is make the enemy live up to his book of rules. Alinsky meant that about Christianity, but now it's being applied to Western civilization in general. Because in the past it was not perfect by the standards of the present, it must be destroyed so the future will have no access to it. This is a classic Marxist organizing principle.
So that the future will have no access to it. This is what it's about. That's why every one of the statues has to come down. You can't have somebody walking around going, who's George Washington? Who's Jefferson? Can't have that. Got to wipe it out. Got to wipe it out. And you know what that says, folks? I'm talking to my trolls right now. I'm trying to get in your head. They're going to take it from you, too. You don't get a pass. You get one for now. Till they're done with us. Then they're coming for you. They always have. We're not going to be there to help you. We'll have been disarmed first. It's how it's going. We're watching it. In fact, coming up, I'm going to play a really, really powerful monologue. And it is by a woman who escaped from Venezuela. And she tells us what happens after the statues come down. It's eerie. It is exactly what we're watching. They do this by a textbook. They've been using it since Marx. They know what they're doing. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. My wife and I had COVID in May and weigh more than 300 pounds each in our 30s. They're in their 30s. I had fever for 6 days, severe cough and body aches. It barely affected my wife. Not as bad as the flu for us. I still refuse to wear a mask in public and think it's a bad idea. Young, healthy people should throw... Well, see, I don't want to read that they should throw COVID parties. Like we had chicken pox parties. I don't want people to think I believe that. I'm just reading the text line. But it's good to know that as overweight as you are, that you were able to get over it, because that's one of the risk factors for this. I don't know if I want to go that far. Let's jump on the line real quick with Todd in Fountain Inn. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Miss Tara. Hey, just a couple of things here. One, with the cancel culture going on and, you know, if you owned a slave, you're bad. Does that mean Kamala Harris has to resign herself, because her entire family has come out and said We own the plantation. We own many slaves for generations and generations. So does that mean that she can't be Biden's running mate?
Well, again, and truly, I'm not being sarcastic. They are establishing this as a principle. You are redeemed. Sorry, let me explain this to you. You're redeemed if you join the Democrat Party. See, like Dabo.
Well, yeah.
So, like, he redeemed himself when he pledged allegiance to Black Lives Matter. And but it's not enough. You got to march, too. But then he marched with the protests. See, so he's redeemed now. And if he wrote a few more checks and joined the Democrat Party, he could probably run for office. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I understand because I'm going to make a prediction here. It's, you know, not only has it come out, but it's going to come out again. Kamala's going to apologize. Everybody's going to say, well, she apologized, so therefore she can do it. And that's just saying another thing with the COVID, you know, the whole idea was to flatten the curve. We didn't, we kind of flattened the curve, but we more moved the curve out. So all we really did was crash the economy to get the corona anyways a little bit later. It's all just two staged. It's two planned. The Democrats are going, what's he talking about? You know, when he first started trying to shut things down, everybody come out and party because they needed people to get the corona to pass it on so that they could later close us down. It just happened quicker than they thought it would.
Yeah. So definitely something to think. Definitely something to think about, Todd. And I got to hit a break right now. I'm way over. But very much appreciate your phone call.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, quick update. We're going to get into this next hour. I'm going to jump on the phones, see if I could do it all in one quick segment. Dr. Fauci warns coronavirus vaccine may not be 100% effective. No? How about 90? No. 80? Well, no. 75, he hopes, but he can't promise that either. Probably less effective than that. Folks, I did an investigative thing on the flu once. Long time ago, won an AP award for it. I was a reporter. Spent a lot of time digging into the flu vaccine, and that thing is a crock. I'm here to tell you. I mean, it's largely, you know, done to enrich the companies that make it at government expense because they're the right people. And they'll tell you the year you get it, it's 50% effective, 60%, whatever, 70, I don't know. But they don't fully collect all the data for like 5 years after. And when they have the full data and you look it up, it's like 20% effective, 30% effective. So when I hear vaccine, I roll my eyes. We're going to cure the common cold because that's what coronavirus is. The common cold's a coronavirus. This is too. We're going to cure the common cold by December. Mm-hmm. Why would they say December? Because if they say someday, people want to reopen the economy. Can't wait that long. Someday, we'll all starve to death. But if it's December, that's a reachable goal. You can wreck the economy through the, election. But Fauci admitted something key about this. He said he would like to settle for a vaccine that's 70 to 75% effective, but doesn't know if we can get there. Let me translate. He's covering his rear end because he's been promising this vaccine, which I'm telling you is not coming in December. Not safely. There's no way they can do it that fast. He just needs you to think they can. So you'll shut the economy down through the election. It's all political. Don't kid yourself. So now he's telling us, well, when we get it, it won't be completely effective. I'm going to translate. There's no complete way for you to avoid this, folks. This coronavirus, there isn't. There isn't going to be. You're going to get it. I'm going to get it. We're all going to get it. For most of the vast majority of us, 99%, we will be just fine. He's just covering himself so no one will be mad at him when the reality of the actual efficacy of this vaccine, should we ever develop it, comes out and it is anywhere near close to 100. We have never in human history developed a 100% effective vaccine. The best we've ever done is measles, Fauci said. Quote, the best we've ever done is measles, which is 97 to 98% effective. The silver bullet they're promising, it doesn't exist. All right, Scott, you got 45 seconds to wrap the show up for the hour. Do it. Go ahead.
Awesome. I heard him talking about racism and cancel culture and things of that nature. What most people don't know is that Charles Darwin, you know, who's considered the father of evolution, was a racist, on a side note, and a sexist. He said that blacks came from a lower form, in essence, of a monkey than did humans, that the left is giving him a pass.
And you think, you told the call screener, this is because they are ignoring Charles Darwin's racism, which, of course, we condemn. That is horrible, what you just said. Terrible. They give him a pass because he's useful for denigrating religion, right?
And he's what the left holds on to concerning the theory of evolution, you know, and his quote-unquote great scientific...
Science, right? Science.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.